Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com.
Welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 65. Today is Saturday, June 7th, 2008. I'm your co-host, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life. Douglas Bell, the other co-host, is not joining me today. He is out in China, Beijing, China, for about 10 days. So I'm here by myself. Actually, not by myself. I have Paul from the PHPBB.com modifications team with me. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, David.
And just to get a few things out of the way, PHPBB Weekly is not affiliated directly with the PHPBB teams. You can call in by dialing 724-444-7444. Talkcast ID, or show ID is what they call it now, is 12418. And certainly you could go to phpbweekly.net to find instructions for joining in. This is a live participation podcast, so we encourage the community participation in the podcast. PHPBB Weekly is also sponsored by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is basically where everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's like meeting in person, but without taking the time to fly to a location. And this is actually something that our company has used a couple of times. It's kind of nice when you're just doing a quick meeting and you don't need to fly to that location to do the meeting. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days if you go to gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts for the free trial. So that gets a few things out of the way. I was hoping that this podcast could be the Linux Tag recap, but unfortunately I have not been successful in getting some of the participants from the Linux Tag to join me on the podcast. I thought I had at least one of them, Neothermic, but he is on his way to somewhere else in the UK, I believe. So anyway, it's just me and Paul, and so I had to work up a quick list of new topics because of that. But we've got some nice things to talk about. First of all, one of the two new announcements since the show last week, ModX 1.2 has been released. And Paul, I know you've been extremely involved in the ModX 1.2 along with Josh, who is a Jelly Donut. Can you tell us a little bit about this new release?
I was also involved in it, mostly the last days and updating the website with the things required for the last updates. Like the policy was also written by me.
Okay.
The new update is mostly an update to the packaging sync policy, and that includes also a new tag in the XML file called link group with link, where you can link a few ModX files together. And another important update to that is the change of the version tag. It's now just only one tag instead of a few tags.
Uh-huh.
That are the most important updates to it.
So, and I haven't actually had a chance to write a mod with the new ModX 1.2, but this theoretically should make it quite a bit easier for mod authors to write their ModX files. Is that correct?
Yes. This because of the packaging. Before the old packaging, it was these several files at a default location. Now this default location isn't a default location anymore. You can now place them everywhere where you want. So that's already easier to place them somewhere you want. And besides that, you can place them of you can write the mod XLs in some cases easier, because with the version tag it was quite difficult to set a version for it, and now it's just one version tag and you can write it easily down.
Mm-hmm. And that was sort of a issue where we had a lot of mods being denied because they didn't have a correct version, and also because of packaging issues. And so both these changes, of course, are meant to eliminate that and make it easier for mod authors to be able to create those modics. The one that I'm really excited about, of course, is the new packaging guidelines. Before it was, you know, where basically if you had to have your mod packaged in a particular structure and you had to get it just right, language files, the alternate styles had to have a separate modx file in a certain location, but now you can actually specify those locations yourself. We're not going to dictate basically where those are going to be, and the new modx 1.2 allows a link tag, so you can specify where you have that new modx file, or that language file, that language modx instruction file, or the style modx instruction file. So now you can pretty much put them wherever you want to. You don't have to try and find out exactly where you need to put them. You specify that information. So we're giving the mod authors a little bit more control over the modx, and I think that's what makes this particular update very exciting. Because I think I would have to say that was in the top one or two reasons people did not like modx. Particularly because of modx itself. Go ahead.
A lot of people complained about the packaging guidelines when requested for feedback on modx. That was one of the reasons we decided to update all the policies to make it easier to place all the modx files and new files in one directory instead of just having several directories. It was pretty bitter to write all the modx files and place them all in the correct directory if you had a lot of new of other languages and styles.
Mm-hmm.
And with these new guidelines, it's easier to make when you submit the mod.
And of course, a big thanks goes to A Jelly Donut, who has been instrumental in writing the modx 1.2. Francis Handyman did some of the Ajax work on it and debugging. Of course, big thanks to Paul for writing the new policy for the modx. And actually, I believe, Paul, that some of the documentation is still in progress for that, for not necessarily for modx, but even for mods and mod authors. Some of the documentation is, some people pointed out that it's missing there. Well, it's in progress.
Yes, we are currently in progress of updating all modification documentation to a new standard. And some of the pages are currently unavailable and give a 404 instead of the real page. And we hope that this will be updated within this month, and then all things are available again.
And, of course, the reason for this is that we're trying to make it a little bit easier for mod authors to read through all the documentation. Before, it was so long and so huge, it's like even myself, someone who's been involved heavily in the phpbb.com modification team, even I hadn't read all of the documentation. It was just too much, and there was a lot of it that really just wasn't applicable. And so we're kind of simplifying it a little bit, which is nice.
Yes, and there are also some other things around that changed. Some things like the policy also, so you moved from the documentation to a separate page to make it easier to update it for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so excellent updates in the modx, and there is an announcement on phpbb.com for that, and if you want to read about it, some of the changes where the policies are located, the link is in the chat room. It'll also be in the show notes as well. Let's see. Anything else regarding the new modx? I know there are some new. There is a new an online modx to text converter and vice versa, contributed by Igor, Evil Heart, from the phpbb.com yes. modification team.
That is at phpbbmodus.net. I'm not sure. It's also located at php.com?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Here, I'll put a link in there. Okay. It's on one of the utilities. Okay.
I didn't know.
Yeah. You can update or you can upload a file or you can put your file directly into the input box. So either way, we'll do it. And this, of course...
I see that we have a question from the chat box at from TalkShoe. XHotShotX asked, do we erase tiles in certain spots or not anymore? The answer is easy. You need to have a separate modif file for it, but you can place it in the... put in the root directory below install.xml or in a new directory called xml. It's not required to place it anymore in the templates directory.
Mm-hmm. So that should be nice. I didn't even know that one.
Yes. It's in the policy.
Yeah. And again, if
you create the policy next time.
Yeah. Yes, I know. Again, there the in the announcement, you can see Eric linked to the new packaging guidelines, which basically state all that information on that page and some of the things that are required. So that that will kind of give you a good overview.
Yes, it's written down pretty easily. And if you don't understand one of the policy parts in that, you can just ask in ModWriter's discussion for 3.0, and I or an underneath what team member will answer your question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that pretty much covers ModX 1.2, the new release. Again, if you have any questions about the ModX 1.2 release, you can always ask them. The bug tracker is currently open. Use the website bug tracker for reporting bugs for ModX 1.2. We know that there have been a couple of them, and we are addressing those, and we'll be getting them in a new release. Can't specify when, obviously, but anyway, you can use the bug tracker to report any bugs.
And there is also, if you really want to fix it yourself, by one of the users, PrimeHalo, updated XSL provided to fix some of the most important bugs. That's the topic of sticky topic.
Yes.
What fraction but note that it's not provided by the by one of the users of .com.
Yeah, so certainly users can easily contribute, and we'll give you credit, of course, for that change. So,
yep,
that's good. All right.
I will post a link in the talk box to that.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on, the Styles database demo and documentation for Styles is finally now available. This was announced by Eric Arisar. Of the Styles team, he's a Styles team leader, on June 1st. The new Styles database and the Styles demo, of course, as we announced last week, which are now available, it was officially announced as they are being released, and the Styles team will start approving Styles to the Styles database. And so if you have not submitted, obviously if you've not submitted your style to the Styles database, certainly now would be a great time to go ahead and do that, as they'll start going through and I'm sure approving or denying or, you know, basically validating styles existing in the Styles database.
Yes. Last week, the first PHBB2 styles were already approved by the Styles team.
Is there stats? Yes, there is. And it's basically the same format as the mods database. If you go to the Styles database and then there's an option down below the color menu that says QStats, and that shows how many styles are submitted, approved, denied, canned, or validated and released. So yes, there are stats there, and actually I see Maybe it's my imagination, but I do see some. Oh no, those are PHP BB2 styles. And yes, the 2.0 styles demo is available. I know I had said before I didn't know. Yeah, I know I had said before I didn't. I didn't know if they were going to do it, the 2.0 styles demo, because of the 2.0 end of life, but yes, they did.
Yes, the 2.0 styles demo was already nearly finished when the client was announced, so we decided to finish the demo and put it online.
Yeah, why not? You guys put a lot of work into it.
Yes, it took quite a lot of work to write the demo. And mostly the automatic adding of styles to PHP 2 and the PHP 3 demo. That was the most work.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
And there is not one question. The question is, the average time that the style is in the queue is currently 8 months and a bit. He asks, hope it's not right.
Actually, that is correct.
It's right. Yes, and that is because of there are no styles approved for over a year, and there are styles in the queue for since the downtime of the site last year with the RAID failure, when all the styles were converted to the new site. So
yeah,
that's actually true.
Yeah, since converting over to the new site, the Arial didn't really give the styles team and the ability to, have something up like they had before the site was converted to 3.0. So when did that transition happen? Wasn't it in May that phbb.com was transitioned?
No, in March.
March, okay.
19 March.
And so it's
all mods and styles has been converted begin June, and the mod database opened in end June. Out of my head.
Yes, and if you go to the announcement, which I posted in the chat room and will also be on the show notes, you can see the newest styles database frequently asked question, or the styles frequently asked question, also the style submission policy are now online, both documentation. Also, if you see any bugs in the styles database or in the styles demo, you can report that to the phbb.com website bug tracker. Again, the link is in the announcement as well. So certainly we encourage you to go look at that and submit your styles as well, as they are now working on getting styles validated. Xhawk.x, will the PHPB 3 styles in the database be on the demo?
Yes.
Yes, instantly. Yeah, there's two different demos again. There's a 3.0 demo and a 2.0 demo. Styles submitted for 2.0 obviously are going to show up in the 2.0 demo, and styles submitted for the 3.0 are going to show up in the 3.0 demo. So that is correct, yes.
Yep. Okay, I just looked at the old ones, and the site was indeed down back up at 18 March 2007, and the SHS John wrote down at 30 that the mods and style downloads are back, so that means indirectly that. The converter we had written down from the old site to the new site was rented, and the downloads are back. And at first one, the Eric wrote that the modification and style database are now open.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure that was this year, earlier. I believe we announced that already at the mod convention.
Yes, that's correct, if I remember. It was because the mod convention was before that, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me check. I don't find it announcement.
No, that's all right. Well, it was that time frame is correct. 8 months sounds about right.
Yes.
Almost
so
nine.
It was more.
Okay, moving on to Linux Tag. That's the reason that this show is going to continue, despite Douglas being out of town for about 2 weeks. Normally, when he's out that long, well, we don't do a show because he's not able to edit the show before the next show, so it doesn't make sense to kind of release two at the same time. So, but I convinced him that it would be worth our while to recap Linux Tag and get a chance to interview some of the Linux Tag participants. I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. It's Linux Tag, like Linux Day, but it's in German, so Linux Tag is the correct pronunciation.
Linux Tag.
Yes.
Yeah, it's more, I think.
Yes.
See, my German is still not very good, but...
Yeah, I know. What can I say? Nothing. Birdiezilla posted...
I don't think I should comment on that.
Yeah, right, no. Birdiezilla posted some pictures from... Okay, you got to help me out on that. That's Linux Tag, right?
Linux Tag.
Linux Tag, okay.
I can't remember it.
Here it's Linux. We use the Linux pronunciation, but Tag, of course, is the German word for day. Linux Tag in Berlin, which occurred between May 27th and May 31st, and Birdiezilla posted some pictures from the event. The Joomla and PHPBB teams shared a booth at Linux Tag, and they posted some pictures. Who was there? There was John, who is SHS, so that's John Staley. Nils Naderman from the PHPBB development team. There was Philip from the PHPBB.de team. That's the German team. Let's see, who else was there? Frank Thermic.
AVTX.
AVTX
was there.
Uh-huh.
Henry was there.
Yes, Henry was there for a day. Ingo. And I believe that was all
British
of them.
British itself.
Yes.
Itself,
yes, Birdies. And actually, what was kind of cool, I liked at the end of the that topic, Birdie and Nils went on a sightseeing tour in Berlin. So they have some pictures of that. It's kind of cool.
Yes.
And
they're very nice pictures here.
Yes. The pictures are posted. Let me put the link in the show notes. And certainly this will be in the... the chat room, and certainly it will be in the show notes. There's the link for you, so you could see the pictures from the event there. It's kind of nice. I was hoping to have a couple of the PHPBB.com team members on the show, but they were out doing other things. I know Naderman is going to be with us next week, but we might get him to mention a couple of things from Linux Tag, but mainly that show will be about the Joomla Day event, which I'll talk about in a minute. Speaking of Birdiezilla, John posted an update to the Birdie Bear 3.0, the new Birdie Bear that they've got, and he received the birdies in and hasn't been able to ship them due to some circumstances. He actually posted an update on the topic for Birdie Bear. I'll put that in the chat room, and it'll be in the show notes. They've had some flooding in Hong Kong, which has delayed him a bit, but I believe it looks like he's going to start shipping them out on Tuesday, and certainly he has a lot to ship out, so it's going to take him some time. People should have received some emails with their tracking numbers and whatnot, but certainly those are being shipped early next week, so that's good news for everybody who's been waiting for their new Birdie Bear 3.0. And Paul, did you get an email on getting one?
I did get an email that I got one from the first batch assigned.
Okay, that's good. I still haven't got.
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yes, that sounds about right. 2 or 3 weeks ago, they sent out emails. I did not get one, so I need to check with Eric why.
May 22, we did send it. Oh, no, that's something else.
Yes.
21. May 21. And this is assigned from the first batch, isn't it? So that means you get it from the first batch that's ordered.
Now, maybe I'm getting it from the second batch. I don't know. But
you ordered not at time.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Maybe, maybe it's 20. Maybe.
Is that what do you mean by is the Vista? Pointing to a picture of the Linux hog. Speaking of real life team announcements, I apologize a little bit. My allergies are really kicking in here. We've had some really tall grass in the area, so I seem to be allergic to whatever decided to bloom right about now. But anyway, myself, Handyman, and Cayman from the PHPV.com moderator team are going to be visiting Joomla Day in Vancouver on June 14th. And certainly that will be that Saturday next week on noon. At noon, we will have the PHPB weekly podcast during the lunch break of Joomla Day. We're looking forward to meeting some of the core team members of Joomla while we're there, and we might do some sightseeing, so we'll stay a couple of days. But if you are in the Vancouver area and you want to meet up with some of the Joomla core team members and also Highway of Life, Handyman, and Cademan from the PHPB.com teams, you can go to Vancouver. I think it's vancouver.joomla.ca. And that has information. Yes, that's correct. Vancouver.joomla.ca. And that has information on how to sign up for the Joomla Day Vancouver event. So if any of you are going to be in the area, we want to see you. So come on by. I think that about covers all of the updates. Paul, did you want to mention anything else?
Yes. It can take around a month before mods are validated. You see sometimes people asking, why take it so long to validate? And why take it longer than the average queue time? And it can always take longer because the average queue time is an average between submitted mods that can be submitted today, but also 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's really frustrating to see people asking again and again why mods are still not validated.
Mm-hmm.
And it can take up to a month before a mod is validated. That's not because it's so. It's because it's a lot of work to validate a mod.
Mm-hmm.
If you see, you can be busy with around 2 or 3 hours before a mod is validated, and we are still all volunteers and have work, school, that kind of, and then you can't validate such of a lot of mods. And we don't always like it if you ask again and again when a mod is validated.
Yeah, certainly that's not going to speed up validation to ask again and again.
It's really not going to speed up validation.
Right. Look at you had a shoutbox mod that was in the database for 3 to 4 months before it was validated. And, you know, it was...
It was...
unfortunately, that was a little long.
Yes, of course. I think it's Currently, the oldest mod is from 12 May, so that's just under a month. So mm-hmm. It's not that bad currently.
Yeah, certainly some mods can get validated within a week. Other mods,
yes.
A little over a month.
Yes.
You know, it's the average time that brings those two together. You know, some mods take a little bit longer and go through a longer phase. And, you know, again, it's not going to be validated and approved on the first or even second submissions. You know, it might be take a couple submissions before everything is corrected and and the mod is approved. You know, it's fairly typical, I would say, for a mod to be denied at least three times before it's approved to the database.
Absolutely.
Even our own. I know Paul has experienced this. I've experienced this. Even as good coders as we are, we still miss something here or there that the validators will catch and say, hey, you know, you need to fix this. Last one.
Before I was a model team member, one of my most 10 or 11 times before, and I think it's actually not approved yet. So it can be mean if you submit it 4 or 5 times that it's the 6th time again denied because we find something else.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that because we don't like you or so.
Yeah.
It's just because there are pretty high requirements and we cannot find anything sometimes. Sometimes when we see in one file a lot of things, then we decide to deny it now directly and not look at the other files because we know already it's a deny and then directly.
Mm-hmm. I would say on average, I don't believe I've seen a mod submit or approved on the very first submission. I mean, maybe there has been a couple, but that's very, very rare. I have had one approved after the second.
I know one.
Oh, yeah.
I know one.
I have had.
It's actually from me. It's from me.
Oh, it is? So, okay.
Yes. It's
oh, you know the policies really well.
I know.
I've gotten a thing wrong here or there. And so I've had as little as 2 submissions, but I've seen some as many as 10 submissions before they got validated. And most of it was because it was validated or it was denied for the same thing over and over. The author never changed something.
Yes.
And
yes, that we also see sometimes. That's also we see a bot, we see something, maybe something small, which is still not correctly, and then we see it a second time, and it's still there, but we set it in the denied message.
Uh-huh.
And if we see, and I saw that once, around 10 times, that mod author still had that wrong. Then it gets frustrated to every time see the same thing again wrong.
And some of that's due to, of course, confusion from the mod author. They think the validator is talking about something else. So it's always important to, if you are confused about something, you can PM the validator and ask him about it and ask him questions. Okay. You know, feel free to ask his questions. You can also jump onto IRC, onto the freenode.net channel, phpbb-mod. And ask your questions there, and there's usually a mod team member in there that will be able to answer your question, or in particular about the deny report or the approved report, whatever we have put in there. If you have a question about it, you can always ask, and we'll be glad to give you an answer as to, you know, why it was denied, or, you know, details about something, why it should be changed a certain way, or whatever it might
how
be.
Fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
And instead of sending a PM to the mod team member that validates it, you can better use the discussion part. That's easier for us because
that's true,
one who validated that's below doesn't mean of that one denied, a two-set person validated it in one of the mods, but it can also be validated by someone else, like Josh or Igor. And I deny or approve a lot of mods, but don't mean I validate them.
Right, exactly.
So it's
and
easy to use the discussion part.
Yeah, certainly there's.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, certainly there's been cases where you know, there has been a mod that has gone, Igor's validated it, you have validated it, and then it goes on to testing to Josh, and then he found something wrong with it and set it to deny, and then you ended up, or let's say just for grins, Handyman denied it. But Handyman is not the actual person that did the validation part, but so it's better to use the mod discussion tab in the mod database for that particular mod, so you can ask questions there, because so everybody from the modification team will be able to see that and answer those questions from there as well.
And in that way, we can also track down, ask a question about a mod by sending a PM. We can track down if a question is asked or if it's answered. So that's
certainly. So, that about covers it. If there's any more questions in the chat room, please feel free to ask them. It's kind of a moderately average chat room size today, which is nice. let's move on to the mod and style of the week for now. A mod that was just approved to the mod database. Name is Display User's Age in View Topic. And Paul, you just validated this one. Can you give an explanation for it?
I didn't validate it, actually. I only approved. It's, let me check what it is for this.
So this mod, in particular, okay. See, this, there's another example of that.
Yes.
Yes.
I just approved it. Now it's a pretty easy mod. It displays the of the age of a user below in the view top. In the view top, the age is already displayed in the profile, and this mod's added to the view topic page also for the outro that post.
Okay, and this is by the author EY, display user's age in the view topic. So you don't necessarily have to go to the profile page to see the age of the user. So fairly simple mod, but effective. So, and that one is in the mod database, and I'll put the link in the chat room, and will also be in the show notes as well. And this time we have an interesting style. I don't believe we've done this particular style before, but it's certainly very unique. This style is called, what would you call that? Comic books. Yeah, it's called comic book style and by The Charmed. And this particular style was actually for 2.0, so it's just recently been updated to the 3.0 by The Charmed. And The Charmed actually was a former styles team member, if I remember correctly. That was before I became a team member.
She was a small-time style team member.
Okay.
She left the team pretty fast. I don't know why, but she left. But she's active again a bit. And this is her first style, I believe, that she did really too.
Yeah, so the it's kind of interesting. The styles demo extends quite a bit beyond the margin page, so it's kind of interesting. But of course, what does it look like? It looks like a comic book. It looks pretty much like you would expect to find if you picked up a comic book and read it. That's pretty much what the styles look like. So there's the link in the chat room, and of course will be in the show notes as well.
Yep.
So it's mostly white, of course, based. Yeah, of course, based on Subsilver 2, and it's very unique. I like it.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty unique style, yeah. I don't think you will see kind of styles a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Does that about do it for this episode? You can go to phbbweekly.net. Fortunately, we actually kept this one fairly short from normal. We usually go over an hour, but I'm suffering from allergies so bad, I'm just kind of wanting to hurry it up a little bit.
Lucas will be happy. It's a pretty short episode this time.
Yes. Be sure to check out phbbweekly.net for all the shows, past shows, current shows, and descriptions of the future episodes. We'll be posting this one on there in the next couple of days, of course. You can go see the PHPBB Weekly forum at StarTrekGuide.com. It's the official forum for PHPBB Weekly. So you can ask questions on there, submit suggestions for future shows or guests. Of course, next week will be June 14th, episode number 66. That one will be a little bit later than usual. That one will appear at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, also 18:30 UTC. Important because the lunch break, it will basically coincide with the lunch break of Joomla Day in Vancouver. So basically, Douglas will get on about 30 minutes before the lunch break and start talking. Nils will hopefully be able to be there, no promises, but hopefully we'll get Naderman to be on that particular show. So that will be a great chance if he shows up. That will be a fantastic opportunity to ask a developer some questions about the development of 3.0, 3.2, I know I will have quite a few questions, and we'll want to hear about the status of the 3.2 development, which there's been a lot of updates on and a lot of commits that we've seen come through recently. So they're very active in the development of 3.2, and I know the development team, it really wants to get the 3.2 release done quickly. They don't want it to take as long as the 2.2, which ended up turning into 3.0. They don't want it to take that long, so they're motivated to get 3.2 developed quickly, which is great to see. And certainly there's been some fantastic work done on 3.2, and it'll be a great...
Last week was a pretty huge commit to modify the PHP extension to include and PHP rootpad to use instead of variables. Constants, and it was a pretty huge commit and one of the biggest since the start of PHP 3.0 development.
Definitely. That's certainly one that's I was hoping they would do, but I didn't know if they would actually do it, where it's dropping the php_root_path variable and substituting it for an actual constant. So, and then also the PHP extension is substituted for a constant. A constant, now what's great about this is that a variable like php_root_path, if register globals is enabled and that variable is not initiated on a page, it can be exploited through the URL.
Not a lot of problems like you just said. That they didn't check for in PHP BB in their file, and because of using PHP rootpad, they can be exploited, and it was a really nasty exploit.
Yeah. So this, of course, is going to automatically prevent that sort of thing. There was a question by this, Alex, isn't register globals disabled in common.php? Actually, no. Register globals isn't disabled in common.php. There is it does go through an unglobalization process. Yeah. Now let's see, actually, is there an anyset that actually disables it?
It deregisters
the globals.
Include files and not with main files. Uh-huh. Include files that don't have in PHPDB. And after that, include another file, which include and then PHP rootpad, that can be exploited.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be exploited with an URL. And then that URL is overrided with PHP rootpad in a get variable. And if you don't have in PHPDB, you don't include common to PHP, then register globals is unset and it's can be insecure.
Yeah, certainly there's that common.php unglobalization process is not really, it doesn't cover everything. It's very easy to bypass. So this change is very nice to see. And also, it means that go ahead.
That's why it's so important to use defined in PHPBB check.
Mm-hmm.
Prevent for this kind of exploits.
Yes, certainly. And of course, the append_sid function has been changed now. You don't need the root path or the PHP extension in the file. You just specify the path like you would with a language, like the user add lang function, where you would specify an added language file. You basically specify append_sid the exact same way. So now instead of php://vuforum.phpx, now it's just vuforum. So it makes it a little bit simpler.
Yes.
I think that should work better with hooks, but that's just a theory of mine. I don't know for sure how that affects the hooks, if it affects it at all, or if it just makes it easier to type out and simpler or whatever.
SID can be overwritten with the hook system.
Uh-huh.
So, technically, you can write all else, or rewrite all else now.
But yeah, of course, you were able to do that even with the prior version of Append SID in the 3.0.x branch. But I don't know if this actually makes it easier. If it's a, if it's just the same, I don't know what the difference is. So again, this.
I think we have a question from the Tom's. Will that affect current mods? Nah, I think it's a pretty easy answer. Of course it will.
Yes.
The old variables aren't defined anymore. So if you use current mods for 3.0, they will give notices and will just not work.
Yeah, certainly.
To use them for 3.0.
I could see most mods being affected by that change, so I would say absolutely yes. And, you know, so obviously styles – or I'm sorry, not styles, but the mods for 3.0.1 or 3.0.x are certainly going to have to be quite a bit updated to work with 3.2. They won't automatically work with 3.2. You know, you might have a few mods here or there, but for the most part, no. They won't have to be – you won't have to completely
–
Right. Between 2.0 and 3.0, you know, of course, before you had to pretty much rewrite the mod to get it to work for 3.0 and certainly update it to the standards. Now, if you write a mod for 3.0.x and then when 3.2 is released, then you should only just need to do some updating. You won't need to rewrite the whole thing. So that will be a good thing.
You can just find and replay and replay and that it will work. If you have a good editor, of course.
Yeah. So, and of course, if you have questions for the developer, Naderman, and hopefully he will be on next week, that we'll be able to ask him some of these questions. That will be, again, June 14th at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 18:30 hours UTC. And, of course, PHBBB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. You can go to techpodcast.com for other tech podcasts if you like listening to those. And that should do it for now. Paul, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem, David. I like it.
As always, very enjoyable. And I hope you enjoyed this show. And we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.